If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air. Deep left field. Way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
I want to tell you guys something to kick off the show today. Because one of the most amazing things happened to me yesterday, and I don't know if we can start the show in a different way. Yesterday, I told you guys that I was on the fence about going to the KU game. I had been looking and monitoring the ticket prices on StubHub all day. And I actually had dinner plans that I made because I wasn't going to go to the game. I was thinking to myself, you know what? Do I want to drive? Do I want to spend the money? Am I going to go out there? You know, all of those questions that you ask yourself. Well, a very kind woman, her name is Erica, messaged me on social media and said, hey, I have two tickets. If you want to go to the game, you just have to promise that you are going to go. I very quickly shot back. Of course, if you're going to be kind enough to give a stranger free tickets to the game, good tickets, ninth row tickets to the KU basketball game, of course I am going to go to the game. And let me tell you, in the midst of going to the game, one of the most incredible basketball games that I had ever seen had broken out.
Got to get it to somebody. Peterson.
He found
him. Oh, it's three foul shots. For the tie. Robinson. And Kansas pulls it out.
I wasn't rooting for Kansas last night. But I also was not rooting against KU last night. And I was happy that they won at the end of the game. It was impossible to be in the building in that moment and find yourself rooting against the home team. That's as close as I've ever come to cheering for the Kansas Jayhawks because I was in such disbelief of what I was seeing. I was seeing a team crumble right before my very eyes. I told Rob there were about three or four WTF moments that TCU had done right there before me. And I went into this as a neutral observer. I wasn't cheering for TCU. I wasn't cheering against Kansas. I was there as somebody just enjoying basketball, enjoying life. Beautiful night, great tickets, great everything. And over the course of the game, I felt like I was the Soviet Union fans in Rocky IV. My heart started to change. I was not rooting for KU. I don't want that on my stripes. I was not rooting for them, but I was not rooting against them. And when they won the game and I saw the happiness of everybody around me and I saw the happiness of the KU players and students, I also was happy. I felt like the Grinch at the end of the movie when his heart grew so big. My love for Kansas, it grew a little bit. A little bit, not a lot, and I don't want anybody to hold it against me, but I got caught up in the rapture of love for a second. I had to start today's show telling you guys that story. Erica, thank you. You were so kind, so gracious to me. Didn't ask for anything, just, hey, I want to make sure that you go to the game. And I did go to the game yesterday. I'm still excited about it. I was telling Speck about it. He's like, nobody wants that right now. Talk Chiefs. I can't talk about Chiefs. They were losers. I don't want to spend the next 4 hours talking about losers. Not when I had a chance to watch winners yesterday. My name is Carrington. Rob is here. We both were at the game yesterday. I'm probably more excited about the win than Rob has. Rob, like, it's old hat. I mean, I've seen that before. I never seen a team do nothing like that before. Not in person. The only comparison I have for what I saw was game one of the World Series in 2015 and the Patrick Mahomes comeback against the Houston Texans. That's as crazy as I've seen in person. Now, I'm not obviously putting this regular season game on the same level as that. Please don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm just saying for what I was in the building for what I saw, for the wave of emotion, as I watched KU down 15 at Allen Fieldhouse with 5 minutes to go, down 9 with 30 seconds. I never seen anything like that before, them winning that basketball game. Darren Peterson coming off the bench like a Willis Reed, calmly knocking down these free throws. I never seen anything like it before. I wasn't waving the wheat. I wasn't doing the, oh, I wasn't doing any of that. I was just sitting there as a sports fan, and I left there like, man, you know what? I get it. I get why you guys cheer for them. It must be fun to be a fan of this team. I don't leave Mizzou Arena with those feelings. Not very often. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. I won't go through the whole spiel other than to tell you guys to stop by and see our good friends over at the other place, because it's very important that I tell you that to kick off the show. This is where I would like to begin the show. Travis Kelce was on his podcast. He was on the New Heights podcast. I'm sure by now you, but I don't care. I'm going to play it for you anyway. Here's what he had to say about his future in the National Football League.
Trav, you want to tell us all of your personal endeavors?
Yeah, every season ends for me. I put my feet up and I just be a human.
Yeah.
Just being a regular human for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next in terms of my future in football. You know, I've talked to a few people in the facility already, you know, having the exit meetings and everything, and they know where I stand, at least right now. And there's a lot of love for the game That's still there. And I don't think I'll ever lose that. It's a tough thing to navigate, but at the same time, if my body can heal up and rest up, and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run, I think I would do it in a heartbeat. So, I think right now it's just finding that answer and seeing how the body feels after this game and kind of when it all settles down.
I'm confused. So you're not already coming back? Chris Jones has said that you're coming back. I thought this was already...
Nice. That's why we love Chris. He's very optimistic.
I'm not trying to compare my life to Travis Kelce's life. I don't want you guys to take it that way. But I've kind of made a deal with myself. If I don't love this job the same way that I did when I first started, then it's time for me to go. And it's time for somebody else to have 2 to 6 in the afternoons. And at the beginning of, you know, every year, the end of the year, you know, you got to ask yourself, hey, am I happy? Do I still want to do this? Do I still have the same fire and passion? Like, if you've been doing any one thing for a long time, I think these are conversations that are very healthy to have with yourself and if you want to continue doing that. So I understand that my job is very different than his. There are very different health risks associated with it. I understand all of that. So you don't even got to text in. I get it. But what my advice to Travis would be, if you love it the same and still feel from a physical standpoint that you can do it, I would advise you to come back. I would. I'd advise you to come back. Man, the window to get a chance to do what he is doing is such a small window in your life. And you will have every opportunity, if you were Travis Kelce, to go do all of the other things. You being the host of a game show is not going anywhere. You going to work at Fox's pregame show for the noon game is not going anywhere, or ESPN or NFL Network or hosting a podcast. These things are not going away. Your ability to play in the National Football League and do the thing that you dreamed about doing and being able to do it at a high level, being able to celebrate that success with the people that you love, the people that care about you, that you care about them, the ability to do it for a company that you clearly love and respect and they feel that same way about you, man, you don't get 40 years of doing that. You can do my job for 40 years. You can be on television, or you can do a lot of jobs for 40 years. Man, you don't get the ability to play in the National Football League for 40 years. The fact that you've gotten as much time in the league as you have is a blessing. Man, if you still feel like you got a little bit more football left and you still got the passion for it and you still wake up and want to train and do all the other things. Rob, you and I always talk about, man, the 2-6 is the easy part. It's the 11-2 that's the work. It's the tracking down interviews. It's the thinking about, that's the work part of it. If you don't want to do that part of it, then you don't deserve to do the 2-6 part. If you're not willing to still dedicate your summers and your spring and put this thing first in playing football, then your heart's not in it anymore and you need to get out of it and you need to do something else. So the question I would ask Travis Kelce is, he is going to take some time off over the course of however long. If you can't dedicate your free time to it in the same way, then it's time for you to do something else. But if you still got that same passion, that same fire, you still want to get up at 5 a.m. to train, you still want to eat the same, you still want to do all the things from a physical perspective that you need to do to play in the National Football League at the highest level, I think you owe it to yourself to continue to do it. Because when it's over, it's over. I don't think Travis Kelce is one day just popping back up as an NFL player. You're not taking 2 years off and then coming back at 39 years old like, hey, I think I can help. No, the moment you turn in those retirement papers and the Chiefs find your replacement, it's over. So take all the time you need. Think about what you want to do, and you got to have a true, honest conversation about yourself, about, are you willing to dedicate the next year of your life to doing this thing again? It ain't just playing in the football games. That's the easy part. Showing up, catching some passes, scoring touchdowns, having 80,000 people scream when you do something, that's the easy part. But that is the result of the hard work that you put in. What's that saying? How you eat and how you lift weights in the summer or in the winter, that gives you that summer body when you go to the pool. The work that you put in now to be ready to play in the NFL, it manifests itself throughout the season. That's how you have the career year. That's how you get the big contracts. That's how you go to Pro Bowls and go to the All-Pro, the work that you put in. So that would be my advice to Travis Kelce. That would be my advice to anybody that's been doing one thing for a long time. Do you love it? Are you still willing to give the same amount of time to it and work and effort? And if you are, then I think you owe it to yourself to come back. Coming up on the other side, let's talk about the top story in the league. It continues to be the Ravens do not have a head coach. John Harbaugh is no longer the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. He has options. The Ravens have some options. We'll talk about them. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Someone on the text line asks, Carrington, do you think you're a fair weather fan? Absolutely. Proudly. I'm a proud Fairweather fan. This is an entertainment product. That's what it is. And when you don't show me the measure of entertainment that I need, I'm bouncing. I'm out of there. I'm absolutely a bandwagon fan. Now, I wouldn't consider myself to be a bandwagon jumper. To me, that's a little bit different. Being a bandwagon fan and fair weather fans, to me, are a little bit different. I'm not here telling you, oh, I cheer for Ohio State and I cheer for Ole Miss. And that's a bandwagon fan. I don't have any emotional connection. I'm just hopping on the wave because it's hot, because they're hot, because they're winning. Like, we all know a fan like that. Bro, why are you wearing a Tom Brady Tampa Bay Bucks jersey? You're not a Bucks fan. Oh, man, no. That's a bandwagon fan. Oh, I'm absolutely fair weather. Yeah, for sure. Proudly. A lot of you are fair weather fans, too. Oh, how can you say that? Have you seen the Royals attendance? I mean, we can go off when the Royals are hot and when they're not hot. People respond accordingly. Oh, yeah. My loyalty and my energy and my time and my devotion to my favorite teams is absolutely conditional. If you do what you're supposed to do, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. I'll show up. I'll support. I'll watch. I'll pay money. But if you're selling us nonsense, I'm not buying it. We need more people to proudly acknowledge that they are bandwagon supporters, that they are fair weather supporters. I'm a proud fair weather fan. Rob, you're not. You sat through some bad KU football years. I would have never done that. You sat through the Charlie Weiss years, the David Beatty years. Not at all. Why did you do that? What did you get for it? Somebody said, how am I not surprised? Some of you are diehard Chiefs fans. They just moved on you. What have you gotten for your loyalty? They took all your years of hard work and just sold you out to the highest bidder. You don't get any. There ain't no awards for this. There's no trophy. What do they give you at the end? You know when you work at a company and you've been working there for like 15, 20 years, you know they give you something. Like, oh, hey, here's an extra fill in the blank for your service. What do you get for 30 years of cheering for a certain team? You don't get no awards for that. They keep raising your season ticket prices. They keep raising parking. No, there ain't no loyalty to this. More people of you should be fair weather fans, proud fair weather fans. I'm a hard, diehard fan. Then you're a fool, is what you are. You're a fool. You keep going to the same restaurant that's got bad food. Oh, man, I love this place. Why? Go down the street. They got much better steaks at better prices. The ambiance is better, and the waitress is cute. Why do you keep going to this place? We need more proud, fair-weather sports fans and people that embrace it. That's what I think. That's my hot take for the day, Rob.
Yeah, man, you're alone in that one.
It's okay. I'm proud to be alone.
You can be very alone. Listen.
Think about, Rob. All the loyalty that you've shown Kansas football, what do you have to show for it the last 20 years? You got nothing to show for it.
I got a new stadium.
That you help pay for.
I also have a new Chiefs stadium that I'm going to help
That's
pay for.
That's a fair point.
I'm paying for a lot of stadiums.
For sure. That's certain. You have definitely done that.
I'm going to reach out to Clark Hunt. Instead of the new Chiefs Stadium being whatever he's going to call it, I want it to be the Rob Brenton Stadium at, like David Booth Stadium. I'm paying for both.
I want to play this audio for you guys. This audio is Ian Rappaport, and he is talking about the kind of coach they're looking for their star quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Here's Ian Rappaport.
It did seem like a lot of the focus here was to find someone to reach Lamar, to invigorate Lamar, to find him, right? I mean, that's sort of what we're talking about here. I'm not saying that it was like they chose a coach over the quarterback, or they chose a quarterback over the coach. It's not like that. It's just which coach can come in and get the absolute most out of the two-time MVP that just had a weird year, and a year where a lot of people in the building were wondering, like, is Lamar okay? What's wrong with him? How can we get to him? The goal for the new leader of the organization is find someone who can get the absolute most of their superstar talented quarterback.
I feel like there is a question that we are not asking with Lamar that now the more and more I think about this thing, there are so many comparisons between he and Cam Newton. Now, you guys remember, I don't know when this was, a decade ago, however long it was. I think Cam Newton used to be a powder. I mean, he might still be a powder, but Cam Newton was a powder. A call wouldn't go his way. A block wouldn't happen. A drop wouldn't happen. Something negative would happen. And you could just sense the energy from Cam that he would just sit there and just pout. I don't know if your team, like the leader of your team, I don't know if your leader can have that personality. You guys know I'm a big believer that teams take on the personality of their best player. If your best player is a complainer, you know what everybody else does? They complain. If your best player is a pouter, I think that energy just permeates throughout the rest of the group. I wonder if Lamar has the personality to lead you to where you want to go. You can obviously win a lot of regular season games with Lamar. We've seen that before. But if there's one thing that we know is that on the road to a championship, man, there's going to be some highs and lows. You're going to have a questionable holding call that now takes a big play off the board and you thought you had a first down, but now it's second and 17 and you really got to dig deep and you got to figure it out. I mean, you can't win a championship without being able to overcome those situations. Rob, they need a coach that can help reach Lamar Jackson. They need a coach that can help. Where is he? His cap hit for next year is $75 million. That's the number one characteristic that you need for your franchise future Hall of Fame quarterback is You need somebody who can reach him, and you feel like John Harbaugh, who has won a championship, has been as solid, as sturdy as a head coach in the National Football League, he lost the ability to reach their franchise quarterback. Some of this just sounds more and more like a personality thing to me with Lamar. I really go back to that story we read a couple of weeks ago in the Baltimore Sun. Remember that story said that Lamar likes playing video games, and sometimes he likes doing that more than his schoolwork? How sometimes Lamar is a little late to a meeting, how there was a feeling in the Ravens office that there was a different set of rules for Lamar than it was for everybody else. I just don't know if you can lead that way. Sure, I think everybody on the Chiefs knows the importance of Patrick Mahomes, but Pat always comes off like one of the guys. Hey, I'm going to get you guys extravagant gifts for Christmas. I want you guys to know that I'm here for you, that I'm one of the guys, that even though I'm off doing all of these things, once I step in this locker room, I'm one of 53. And we are all the same. We are all equal. And I got to show the same love to Travis Kelce that I would to James Winchester. In my opinion, that's what being a leader is. That's what I think Tom is so good at. If you see how players gravitate towards Peyton Manning, I think you see a lot of that same ability with Peyton. I don't know if Lamar has that ability, and it's not a physical thing. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks that we've ever seen. If you were telling me that their priority is you got to find a coach that you think is uniquely qualified to talk to Lamar Jackson, we are starting to identify some of the problems that the Ravens have.
I'm not here to dispute the reporting of Ian Rappaport. I'm sure it's correct. But it does sound a lot like the reporting is coming straight from either Lamar's camp or the Ravens camp and not John Harbaugh's. He said in that cut, it's 38 seconds, he says it, this is not a situation where the team picked the quarterback over the coach, except for they did. They 100% did. There's, to your point, the Baltimore Sun report last week, he likes playing video games, he sometimes isn't locked in, and they moved on from the coach, and now they are searching for a new coach that can, quote, invigorate the quarterback. 100% they picked the quarterback over the coach. Now, I don't know if it's the right choice. Time will tell if it's right or wrong. If they do hire a coach who can reach Lamar Jackson and make him more Patrick Mahomes both on and off the field, then they made the right decision. But if Lamar's going to continue to be Lamar, and based on the reporting and stories, is immature by NFL quarterback standards. Maybe not immature like for of the earth, but immature for what you expect from the leader of your franchise. If you can't get a coach that reaches him, you're going to be in the same spot. But I know Ian Rappaport's saying what he's heard, but what he's hearing is clearly from the Ravens camp, because they did pick Lamar Jackson over John Harbaugh. That I'm pretty confident of as time has marched on.
I also think like this is a really, really important part of all of this. Just because you're the best at throwing the ball amongst the group doesn't make you the leader. This is no shade towards Darren Peterson, but I saw it last night with my own eyes. Darren Peterson is not the leader of the Kansas basketball team. He is by far and away the best player. Darren Peterson is going to probably be the number one overall pick, maybe the number two overall pick. Darren Peterson will likely one day play in an NBA All-Star game. He is going to make a tremendous amount of money playing basketball because he is one of the most efficient scorers I have ever seen. And we all know, I don't care what's going on, the game is always going to be about buckets and your ability to be able to score. And Darren Peterson does it at a Kevin Durant in college level, a Michael Beasley level. He is not the leader of that team in any capacity. It's Melvin Council. And if you have been to a Kansas basketball game, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The team feeds off of Melvin Council differently than they feed off of Darren Peterson, and the crowd does the exact same thing. I think last year Kansas was missing a dog, a guy with that fight. They desperately wanted it to be Hunter Dickinson. We know that's not his personality. DeJuan Harris is a great all-time Jayhawk. Not really his personality. Kansas fan base, I think, was yearning for a measure of toughness. That is exactly what Melvin Council is. From a basketball perspective, I think Melvin Council's kind of average, honestly. Like, he's not a great scorer, doesn't really shoot it well, doesn't do a whole lot of things. It just works for their basketball team, and his toughness and his belief in himself, you can sense how everybody in that building feeds off of them. there was more excitement in that building. And Rob, you were there. Tell me if I'm wrong. There was more excitement when Melvin Council hit that little flip shot and then went over to the crowd. It was more excitement in that moment than when Darren Peterson hit those three free throws. It was a different level of energy. That building was feeding off of the success of one individual. That's a leader. It's something you can't explain. It's not something you can write down. I don't know if it's something you can teach, but people know and people can feel it. And I'm with you. It is obvious. There is a fracture in the Ravens' power structure between their coach and their quarterback. And the organization made a choice. Now, you got to figure out a way to make this work. Like, you have committed significant financial resources to Lamar Jackson. You are stuck in a lot of ways with Lamar. So I know it sounds crazy as playing this audio. You got to find somebody that can reach him and reinvigorate him and do those things. Man, when you're as in deep as the Ravens are, you don't really have a choice. You got to figure out a way. The clock is ticking on Lamar. You don't have seven, eight more opportunities. You maybe got two or three left with Lamar. So as unfortunate as it sounds, maybe I'm being hypocritical and flip-floppy in the same take. You don't really have a choice, though. You got to go find that person that can reinvigorate Lamar Jackson. Your organization depends on it. And if you can't do that, then you're not winning anything over these next couple of years. And you're going to have a guy that won two MVPs. You're going to have all this success. And you're not going to have really anything to show for it at the end of this run with Lamar.
Let me ask you this question. I want to phrase this correctly because I think the Ravens job is the most desirable job on the market. But armed with the knowledge that the next head coach's job is to invigorate Lamar, and if you're unable to do so, you're fired. Does that have a giant asterisk for that job? Like, if you're, let's pick an offensive mind, Kevin Stefanski, are you somewhat hesitant of taking that job? Because your job's not just to win football games, make the offense more explosive, you know, fix X, Y, and Z. Your job is to make sure you connect with Lamar and fix that fracture when one of the most respected head coaches in the NFL. Like, we can argue, the text line can argue about how good or bad of a coach John Harbaugh is. What we know is he is very, very respected in NFL circles. He'll have his pick of the litter of NFL jobs. That guy couldn't reach and invigorate Lamar, and they fired him because of it. Is that job now come with an asterisk as far as desirability? Because that guy couldn't reach Lamar. Do I think I can reach Lamar?
I would say a tale as old as time is your ability in thinking that you can change somebody. We see this happen in every single walk of life. And we all know quarterback talent trumps all. The Ravens still have the best quarterback situation of any team that right now has a current opening, of any of those teams. So if you're a head coach and you know that your success and whether or not you continue to have this job is 100% based on how good your quarterback is. Like, I thought that Jonathan Gannon was going to get another shot. Jonathan Gannon took the wrong job. He took a job that he had to make Kyler Murray work. Kyler Murray didn't work, as he hasn't worked at any point in his NFL career. That got him fired. That got him fired. We can go up and down the list. If you were Raheem Morris, you want to know why you got fired? You got fired because the team spent $70 million on 35-year-old Kirk Cousins, and then they spent the top 10 pick on a quarterback with bad knees. That's what got you fired. So, yeah, if you're Kevin Stefanski, and I'm rolling the dice, am I rolling the dice on Arizona's quarterback situation? Am I rolling the dice on Cam Ward? Or am I going to see what I can do with Lamar Jackson, knowing that the talent is there, knowing what the ceiling can potentially be, and just believing that I can accomplish these things and get the most out of the Ravens quarterback? I'm guessing they're going to end up getting one of the premier coaches. That's what I'm going to guess. Like, we can go through the list. I got it right here of what the Vegas odds say. I'm going to guess that out of the coaches that you and I would deem are the hottest prospects, I'm going to assume that he gets one of those jobs, or one of those guys end up going to Baltimore because their quarterback situation is too good.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that Baltimore is going to get – Baltimore is the most desirable job on the market. I think that's just kind of how it works, though. Usually the jobs in the market aren't like, wow, the Super Bowl champion job came available. It's usually the dregs of the leagues. That's why it makes Baltimore a unique situation. But I do think if I'm insert Coach X, I do have a slight hesitation. Not a full hesitation, but a slight hesitation, knowing that my job is not just – to win football games. it's to go out and make sure Lamar Jackson is no longer fractured with the organization. So I do think there's a slight hesitation. I don't think it changes the desirability, but I do believe there's a slight hesitation.
Text line 913-586-7965. Very curious to know what you guys think about all of this. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Joshua Briscoe is going to join us in studio. We'll talk to him about the top stories of the day. If you missed it, Travis Kelce was on the New Heights podcast earlier today, and he was talking about what his future could potentially look like in the National Football League.
Trav, you want to tell us all of your personal endeavors?
Yeah, every season ends for me. I put my feet up and I just be a human.
Yeah.
Just being a regular human for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next in terms of my future in football. You know, I've talked to a few people in the facility already, you know, having the exit meetings and everything, and they know where I stand, at least right now. And there's a lot of love for the game that's still there. And I don't think I'll ever lose that. It's a tough thing to navigate, but at the same time, if my body can heal up and rest up and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run. I think I would do it in a heartbeat. So I think right now it's just finding that answer and seeing how the body feels after this game and kind of when it all settles down.
I'm confused. So you're not already coming back? Chris Jones has said that you're coming back. I thought this was already...
Nice. That's why we love Chris. He's very optimistic.
That was Travis Kelce on his podcast talking about his future. The NFL regular season ratings are out. The average NFL game gets around 18.7 million viewers. That is up 10% from last year. NFL games rank it as 89 of the top 100 shows on television. So confirming what we already know, people really love watching the National Football League. Let me give you guys the top five most watched games of the regular season this past year. Week 11 between the Chiefs and the Broncos was number 5 at 29 million viewers. Week 9, Chiefs against the Buffalo Bills, was at 30.9 million and number 4. Number 3 on this scale was Philadelphia against Kansas City, 33.8 million viewers. Number 2 was the Green Bay and Detroit game on Thanksgiving. Number 1 with 57.3 million viewers was the Chiefs game against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. 4 of the 5 most watched games in the National Football League this past year were Kansas City Chiefs games. Rob, when you hear this stat, when you see the numbers and you see how America tuned into the Kansas City Chiefs, what would you attribute this to?
So, first off, admit this is hating. I would throw that first game off to the side. I think it's a little different. It's Thanksgiving Day and it's the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Like, we knew it was going to do huge numbers. Like, I put it in a separate category from the other three Chiefs games as far as pattern, trend, thoughts on it, because it's a standalone on Thanksgiving at 3 o'clock. The other three games, though, I think point to one thing. People like watching the best players, and those games featured a Super Bowl rematch, Patrick Mahomes, obviously, in all those games. Josh Allen was in one of those games. The one seed in the AFC was in those games. So people were tuned in because the Chiefs were in the biggest games. And I also think there's a part of this for this season that was at play. I think there was a section of America that was watching those Chiefs games because they were enjoying the Chiefs' demise. So I think we pull last year's ratings, pull the year before, the Chiefs are always a draw. 100% of the time, the Chiefs are a draw because Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and they play in the biggest games and the best games against the best teams. All those things. I think this year, a little part of it, a little, you know, seasoning, a little splash of something extra was, if you were a Craig Carton type, you were locked in because you wanted to see their failure, which is what we do in the NFL. We have heroes rise and fall. I think that definitely was at play this year in the NFL.
I think it's obviously some of that. We certainly see that America will hate watch certain teams and root against those teams. I also think this just kind of goes, man, people just watch what they know. Like, it kind of takes a while for you to kind of break through and kind of be that team. Like this year, I mean, no one's arguing the Chiefs are one of the best teams in the league, but there has been a certain brand that has been associated with the Chiefs over the last 4 or 5 years that, you know, if you are a neutral party NFL fan, You know that they have good quarterback play and that this is going to be a close and competitive game. You know that everybody else is watching it and you want to be able to chime in and offer up your opinion on the big thing that happens. I think that's a major part of it. Sure, some of it's Taylor Swift, some of it's they changed the rating system. Yeah, but I think when you look at everything, when it ratings-wise, I think you notice a trend. There was a time where, man, America really wanted to watch LeBron and watch Steph Curry. And when you watch basketball, that's what you watched. And now I think you're starting to see in the NBA, hey, fans, they're kind of moving away from it. I want to see Jalen Brunson. I want to see Cade Cunningham. I'm ready for some new. I think what this tells you is that the Chiefs have created a brand that is good television, and if you're going to watch one or two games a week, man, the average fan is not the diehard start to finish. I'm watching from 12 until Sunday night football. That is not the average fan watches their team and the big games, and the Chiefs have just played in so many big football games over the course of the last five or six seasons or so. It'll be very interesting to see what that looks like next year. Now that the feeling is that it's over for the Chiefs, they might not have Mahomes, and is the public now moving on from Kansas City? As you would guess, they're just going to get fewer nationally televised games this upcoming season than they did last year. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Can I get on my soapbox for just a little bit? And I know this is stupid, and I already know how you guys are going to respond to this. But one of the beautiful things about having your own radio show is you can just talk about what you want in an individual moment. So if you guys can just indulge me for 2 to 3 minutes, and then I promise you on the back half we'll talk about something more important, I would appreciate it. I would say that the channel that I watch the most is YouTube. I watch games and shows and movies and all of those things. But if you like, if I had to go through my television streaming platforms, what is the most amount of time that you spend not directly watching a game? It is on YouTube. I'll watch a movie off YouTube. I'll watch a radio interview off YouTube, a podcast, an old television show. I watch a lot of YouTube. Am I the only one that's noticed that the ads on YouTube, they've really gotten out of control? Now, I don't pay for YouTube. I kind of had a long standing. I'm not paying for YouTube. YouTube's supposed to be free. And now every time you get on the app, they then tell you, hey, do you want to sign up for YouTube Premium? I'm like, nah, I ain't paying for that. I'm not paying $12 to not watch these ads. Rob, the ads on YouTube are getting egregious. You used to get, you got to watch the ad for a mandatory 10 seconds. Then it would give you the ability to skip the ad. No, not anymore. They're making you sit through 30-second ads now. They're making you sit through 60-second ads and then watch another ad if you possibly want to skip. They're forcing me to start paying for YouTube Premium. I got to do it. I can't. Bro, they're just getting crazy, man. You'll sit there and you'll just try to watch a little 10-minute clip. Hey, I'm just trying to watch a little 10-minute. You know how the podcasts do. You don't got to watch the whole hour-long podcast, but they'll break it up into like three little 8-minute chunks. Man, I'm sitting there watching. I got to watch the ads I got to watch are longer than the video that they have me watching. I told you guys I wasn't going to spend too much time. It was just on my heart. It's ridiculous. And I know it's my fault. I got the broke boy YouTube, and I just need to go ahead and just be an adult. Have you ever been watching TV with somebody and then you realize that they got the ad version of Hulu and you're like, come on now, you got to want better for yourself. I'm not watching ads on Hulu. I'm not. Like, you got to spend the money. Spend the extra $3 a month and just get the ad-free version. So that's probably what some of you guys are saying right now on the text line. I don't even have it up because I don't want you, why don't you just pay for it? You're right. I need to pay for it. Today, I was trying to get ready for the, and I'm watching, and like, then you know how like you're like doing stuff, and then you're like, what is that sound? And I'm like, oh, I just been on an ad this whole time. I can't do it anymore. It's absolutely frustrated me. I'm sorry. I'll move on, but I had to share that with you. Rob, this is the analogy I'll make for the Royals. So tell me if you think I'm wrong. I feel like right now where we are with the Royals, it's like when you get too early to the club. The club, when you get there at the right time and the energy's starting to pick up and everybody's having a good time and drinking and the girls are bringing the sparklers out, it's fun. But if you get to the club too early and nobody is in there, it's miserable. It's not a very fun time. But you're in there and you go grab a drink and you're kind of mingling and you're doing this and you are hoping and anticipating that eventually it is going to start getting fun. That's kind of how I think the Royals offseason has gone. Sure, the Royals did the thing a couple of weeks ago where they got Mikel Garcia, which is a great, it is fantastic news. Mikel Garcia was already going to be on this team. He was already going to be on next year's team. I was never worried about Mikel Garcia. I feel like I'm early at the club and we're just kind of waiting for the Royals to do the really cool thing. We're waiting on them to make the trade. We're waiting on them to make the big free agent sign. Like, we're waiting for the Royals to give us some pop, some sizzle, not just on the field, but off the field too. I think we all know that stadium news is coming. The Chiefs have now 100% made their decision on where they want to go. And we are just waiting until one day we wake up and you see a tweet or a bit of information that tells you, hey, this is not a game anymore. That's how it was with the Chiefs. We found out that the Chiefs were going to be at this meeting and that a press conference was scheduled, and we all put two and two together, I guess all of us except the mayor, on what was going to happen with all of this. I feel like that's where we are right now with the Royals. The club opened up at 10. We're at the club at 10:45. It doesn't close until 3, so I don't want anybody to think that I think it's over, that they're not going to make these moves. But I think we're all just kind of sitting here and we're just kind of all looking around like, hey, when does this start getting fun? When does it really start to pick up? I'm waiting to see when they make their outfield move in order to really evaluate this team and really talk about them. But it's just been slow motion for the last month or so with this team.
I think two things can be true at once. One, I do think the Royals are better positioned at this time this year than they were at this time last year. Now, that doesn't mean they're a World Series team or they're a lock to win the AL Central. I believe the over-under just came out for whatever your favorite betting app is. FanDuel for me, It's 81.5. So they think they're a middle-of-the-road, league-average team. I think that is a better spot today than they were a year ago. But you're right. We're waiting on the next thing. And I feel like we keep hearing reports and news and rumors the next thing is coming. They've been tied to Jaren Duran. They've been tied to Teoscar Hernandez. They've been tied to Brendan Donovan. They've been tied to player X, Y, and Z. We can go through the list of all the outfielders they've been tied to. Now just a matter of, hey, let's do it. Let's do the thing. And I agree with you. I think right now we're in the club. But we're in the club, and maybe this is part of your analogy, you're waiting for the cool thing to happen, but everyone kind of feels like this place always has a cool thing happen. We think it will happen this year because cool things happen here. The Royals are connected to too many outfielders, made me think they're just done. Like last year, they were pretty
quiet. You got way more confidence in the Royals than I got. The only reason I say that is,
guys.
Rob, you've been around here too. You're telling me you're 100% certain that the Royals are taking a big swing at outfielder?
I think they're taking a swing.
Because they are attached to a bunch of different names. You're right. But we have all been with the person that looks at the menu, and man, there's some great stuff on the menu. But you know what? When it's time to order, when the waitress comes, you know what they get? The $12 chicken fingers. That's who the Royals are. Man, there's some great things on this menu. Man, you can get yourself a steak. Man, they got the roast. They got the shrimp. They go, get all this stuff. I don't know, man. I'm just going to get a burger. What? How? How are you doing that? So you just got way more confidence in the Royals than I do. Yes, the Royals have been attached to some big-time names that right now, if there are some names that if the Royals made right now, the rest of the show we would talk about that player. No Chiefs, no stadium, no funny TikTok stories. The rest of the show would be us talking about that one individual player. I also could see them making a move that we talk about for 10 minutes and we move on. And then that's their solution to the outfield problem. You and I have lived in Kansas City too long. We follow the Royals too long. You can't tell me you are certain they're taking a big swing at outfielder that the whole city is going to rally around. And we all know that they mean business. And now they found their five hitter. And now the Royals are going for the division. You cannot feel that way. Not about this organization.
I feel like, I don't know there's a big swing coming. But I think there's a gray zone between, hey, we throw out the rundown. We're doing 4 hours of Jaren Duran. And hey, here's a nice 5-minute thing. They did this small, smart thing. There's a gray zone. Like, it might not be Jaren Duran or Cody Bellinger, but I also don't think it's going to be another Isaac Collins. Like, no disrespect to him. He's going to be the starting left fielder. He's a fine player. There's a gray zone in there, though, where they can add a quality player that will improve their team, that we'll be talking about, that will make the city think, oh, hold on here. The Royals have something cooking. I think if there was ever an offseason for the Royals to have us go to Royals rally at the K, or they head to Surprise and people be talking about them in a positive light, this is the off season to do it. You have all the runway. You have all the outlets talking about nothing sports related for the next month, month and a half. It's going to be Darren Peterson Central on the drive unless something happens with the Royals. They better do something. And I think there is a gray area between home run swing and, you know, for your chicken finger analogy, there's a gray area in between there. They can do something in that world.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just back to the main analogy about us being in the club too early. Man, Royal season ended a long time ago. Royal season ended early October. We're in January. They ain't really done nothing to get you really excited yet. And spring training is in a month. They report on February 9th. So again, I'm not telling you it's over and that they failed. They still got time. There's still a lot of big name free agents. There's a lot of time left. It just right now, I think we are all just sitting around with our hands in our pocket, just waiting on the action, waiting on the thing to happen with the Royals, whether it's with the team or with the stadium. I think we're all just sitting around like, so what are you guys going to do? At least that's where I am when it comes to the Kansas City Royals. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are seeing a lot of changes in the National Football League. I think we know who's next up. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.